Being stung by a scorpion sounds fucking terrifying.
It is, yeah, it's an experience. Wait a minute.
This is gonna sound really stupid. Is a scorpion an arachnid?
Yeah.
It's a spider.
It's got 8 legs.
Well, it's not a spider.
Yeah,
it is an arachnid.
Well, technically, the front two are like pincers.
I didn't know that. There's 8 legs on that thing. And then the claws, or whatever the fuck you call it.
Chris, type it in. Is a scorpion a arachnid? Is that how you pronounce that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Arachnid?
Yeah.
Especially those big ass scorpions, those massive ones are fucking terrifying. Yeah.
Dude, they're related to spiders.
Yeah, man.
Tala's fucking smart. Holy shit.
Listen, we just like bugs.
Yeah.
We love bugs.
Did your band go to school or something?
Barely. Honestly, barely.
No, we just really like bugs.
Who were the high school dropouts?
Well, see, I did online school halfway through high school, so that's kind of a dropout thing, because I just Googled everything at that point. I didn't really do any work, you know?
Same.
You did? Yeah. You dropped out or did online shit?
I did. The last 2 years of high school was homeschool.
Same, man. Yeah. And Alex. That's half the band right there.
I never went to school at all, so.
Yeah, he's homeschooled, too.
You never went to school?
I never even could drop out.
That's sick.
He's the only one that went to college. Or what about you, Joel?
Well, yeah, I got my bachelor's
full degree. Graduate public school.
Let's go.
Nice. What does that mean?
I graduated.
A full graduate? Wait, what?
I just mean I didn't switch to online or I didn't do anything like that. I just went straight.
You didn't go to college, though, did you?
No, I did not.
So we only got one college guy.
Cool.
I'm the guy.
2 or 3. Community college classes.
That counts.
No, I did that too, but I don't think that counts.
And then you dropped out of those classes, right?
Well, technically.
Yes.
But.
Yeah. I did the same thing. I went to college for 1 year. Similar to you, I went to a RCC around here, Riverside Community College, and took some classes for a year, failed all of them, and then went on tour as soon as that sounds.
It happens.
Yeah. It's like, it made no sense to me. I'm like, wait, I just graduated high school that I hated. I'm going to do the same classes again?
Yeah.
How was that, Justin?
I loved college.
Did you?
Yeah, I got my bachelor's degree in communications media.
Oh, shit. What does that mean?
It's like graphic design, film, theater. What is the other one? Like typography. And then I got a minor in music.
A minor in music. Well, technically, you're a major in music now, right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty
good
fun.
Good job.
I did it. I did the thing.
You're the smartest one in Tala.
And I had no debt.
Hey, nice. Yeah, that's the impressive
that's the
part.
Best part.
How do I do that? Oh, how do I get no debt?
You got a bunch of like state grants because I did really well in high school. So like the state paid for me to go to college.
You did your homework.
Yeah.
Wow. I never did my homework. Who here did their homework?
Nope.
No.
I did all my homework.
Technically, wow. Thomas is... Everything was homework for him because he's homeschooled.
I got straight A's.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
nice.
You got straight A's? Tallest smart.
Dude, that's us.
Your band's smart.
Somewhat.
Can we do a quick intro?
Yeah, sure. Cool. What are we doing? Are we live? Are we doing
the thing? Yeah.
We didn't even know. I thought
we were going live this whole time?
We've been going for 5 minutes.
What?
We're in.
I thought we were just like talking. I don't know why.
That's what this is.
Dude. I guess. What? Okay, wait.
Welcome to a podcast.
All right. What do you want me to say?
Your name will be very nice.
Should I look at the cameras?
Just fucking say your name, man. You go in a circle.
I'm Max. Max Portnoy.
I'm Justin Bonitz.
Okay.
I'm Derek Schneider.
Joel McDonald.
Thomas Couche.
I'm Alex Snowden.
I appreciate your band being here so early.
You probably shouldn't have told me we were live, because now I'm all like, what?
It's like, and we're done. We're like, we've been talking for an hour.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just blacked out the whole podcast.
What did you think this was?
I don't know. I was like, I thought we were still like, I don't know.
that's what we're doing, man. You come here, sit down, we just talk shit.
All right, I'm going to sip some water and I'm going to readjust. Reset.
Yeah, it's time to readjust some things, right?
All right. Yeah, I'm in it. Let's go.
Well, yeah, I've been listening to Tala for quite a while. I've been trying to get your band in here for quite some time, so I'm glad that it finally worked out.
Hell yeah, you know? Dude.
And thank you for your patience as well.
Yeah, I've been watching the podcast for a bit too, so I was like, I wonder when we'll get on there. And then like we started this tour, and our manager Brad hit me. I was like, you want to do this? I was like, of course. Why wouldn't I? That sounds sick. So
shout out to Brad.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Let's go, Brad.
He's the best.
And I apologize for Chris being late, so you fuck, dude. God. Wearing, dude, if only the cameras could see the Crocs he's wearing. Chris, the camera guy, calling him out. He's late. Showed up. These camera angles better be sick. They better be the best of all time.
The best they've ever been. Yeah.
Also, this is the first one where we have six members here.
Yeah. So. Is it the first band with six people or just the first one where all members were here at once?
Good question.
Are we the biggest band to come through? No, well, no, we're not, because Code was here and Code has six people, so never
okay.
mind.
Yeah, six people.
We got the most at once, so we got something.
Whose idea was it to bring in the turntables?
I would say it was more Justin, the specific turntables. Okay. I always was just like, we need samples and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, dude, we need some like new metal scratching. And I was like, all right. So we were like, it was kind of like both though. I knew we needed like, because when we're in the studio, we do so much like sound shit and like
mm-hmm.
just samples, effects, all this bullshit that we just, and since we don't play with tracks, we just do it all raw. We like need someone to do all that. So we got Thomas now.
Hello.
It's like we need someone that's straight from homeschool to tour.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Boom. That's sick.
Yeah. So it's been cool though. I mean, it was. It gives us that kind of like old schooly new metal vibe, but at the same time lets us do like more modern shit, which is cool. So
totally, yeah. Who else? What other bands out right now has turntables?
I knew like Vane had a DJ dude for a little bit. I don't think he's with them anymore though. Yeah, it was only for like a period of time. I think he left or something.
Is he on a record or no?
I don't think so, because I don't think I heard any scratching on that first album.
I think you got Vane again. Yeah, I didn't know they have a DJ.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to replace him or anything, but he was there for a bit. I saw them live like two times and he was there, but yeah.
I think Max is really fucking cool because bands, especially right now, they're trying to make things smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, let's bring out the less gear as possible, less members.
This don't guy's still don't trying to me. Like get us to like clear our stage out. He comes in and he's just like, why do you guys have cabs?
Oh my God. It's just noise. It's noise on the stage.
It's noise on the stage.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
The stage is supposed to have noise on it, right?
Maybe not. I mean, we're talking about MIDI drum kits, all that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, the full MIDI tour. We do full MIDI tour. I have a MIDI guitar at home. You can have a silent stage.
Nah, that would be so awkward, dude.
It's just a stomping around of silence.
It's just, yeah, you'd be like one of those memes where they like replace the audio with just like sneakers scratching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's literally what it would sound like.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, I like to have the kind of more old school approach with things. So me and Thomas don't see eye to eye on that.
It's fine.
Probably fight a lot about it.
Yeah, not really, but. No. He just says, dude, I have cabs. I'm just like,
I mean,
it just stays up there.
It also comes with, I do the pack. So when they hand me the cabs, I'm like, do we really need these, you know? Like, we're traveling in a van, no trailer. It's
I saw that.
We really
I was
need
like,
the cabs.
I was like, where's our trailer at?
Nope. No. We're like, fuck driving with a trailer, so.
Yeah.
We just shove it all in the van and make it work.
Okay. I don't know what your band's doing, but back in the day, you would put your gear in a trailer so you have room to fucking lay down. And
yeah, see, that would have been smart, but we don't really want to drive with an extra thing dangling in the back, you know? So we're like,
every
fuck
single
it.
One of us.
We also, the plan was to throw the gear in the van and then somehow sleep in there too. And then once we like got to the first night, we're like, it's not happening.
Cabs.
It's just not. Okay. Yeah, exactly. It's the cab's fault. Yeah. So.
Didn't really think that went through.
No.
Right?
No, well, he sleeps in the van anyway.
I sleep in the van anyway.
He'll stay out there.
Why?
The rest of us.
Because he snores really loud.
Hey, I hate people that snore.
Yeah.
Oh, no. See you guys.
Oh, Derek. Get out. Our drummer Ernie snores, and it fucking drives me insane.
Here's my question, because you guys are in a bus. How do you – is it still that loud with snores? Like, because you guys are still kind of close in there.
Mm, Honestly, I haven't really thought about it that way. No, actually, when
that
you're...
That means no.
No, yeah.
Well, it's, we've done the RV before, and there's bunks in the back. Oh, yeah. And because it's moving...
I sleep on the couch.
I've still heard complaints about his snoring. I'm not in that bunk area with them because there's, like, a different bed thing in the RV.
Yeah.
But he's loud, man.
Actually, it's surprisingly, the hotel is way worse because you hear everything. Yeah. Oh, so if someone snores, you're like... I'm gonna kill that motherfucker, dude.
Thomas has a funny trick. Do I expose your trick right now?
It was on Dragon Ball.
We're all in two beds, basically. Joel does a pull out, then Justin sleeps in the van. So we all kind of share one room. Mm-hmm. So I've developed this technique of stopping snoring and it works. You can try it if you have someone you know who snores.
Let's hear it.
My partner snores at home. So here's what you do. As soon as they start snoring, you. Just hold their nose, right? As long as they're snoring through their nose. This only works in that case. Hold their nose, and you wait for three breaths. So, they suck in three times. And on the third time, you let go, and they let in a big breath, and it, resets their snore.
It's kind of scary to watch, dude.
It works every time.
He did it to Joel.
Yeah, I did it to Joel.
Joel was snoring, and it was kind of scary.
I was like, watch this. Three breaths. Yeah, just hold it.
Joel, rose up, too, sleeping. He just went, I was like, oh, my God. And he just went back to sleep. And it worked. He didn't stop. He stopped snoring after that.
Did you wake up?
No, I didn't even know they did it.
I like doing it to people that because it's like an invasion of privacy. But
a little bit.
It does work.
That's fucked up. Hey, Chris, can you type it in? What stops snoring? What? Is that a thing?
You're going to get CPAP machines.
What? So no, what made you do that?
It's a patented.
What made you do that?
I just need techniques. I never fall asleep first. So whenever I'm sleeping next to someone that snores, I just can't fall asleep then. So I develop techniques,
So you started to experiment like you're writing a song.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you look? You just pinched the nose and that was it?
Yeah.
What made you think to pinch a nose, dude?
I don't know. What else am I supposed to do? Yeah.
Desperate times, desperate measures.
Oh, it works. And then Justin saw it in Dragon Ball or something.
Yeah, I just watched all of Dragon Ball, and there was an episode Goku's snoring, and this kid just pinches his nose and he stops. And I was like, oh, really? Thomas, look.
I have to rewatch that.
Is there Chris? Is there a one through ten on that site, down more or something? Down, stop snoring.
Oh, they're not numbered, but
no, use an anti-snoring mouthpiece.
That's what that is, basically. You just cover it. No.
Oh, shit. Nasal strip.
Mm.
That sounds like it could be.
Yeah, nasal strip sounds like what it could
reduce
be.
Reduce body weight. I'm fucked there. Okay. Go down. Go down. Mouth exercises?
What the fuck does that mean?
Wow. Okay.
That's so weird.
Well.
Dang. Okay. Well.
He only snores on his back.
Yeah.
Once he's on his side, he's fine. But when you see him turn over, you're like, oh, here it comes. No.
And it ramps up, too. It starts kind of quiet, and every snore increases in volume until it's just like...
It's all the benching, dude. Come on.
He's got a big chest, dude.
What else is it? I'm not overweight or anything. No? So it's what the hell is it?
I don't know, man.
It's all this chest weight.
Well, I don't see, Thomas, I don't see your technique on there, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's going to become the new
I'll
technique.
I'll patent it. Yeah.
You should patent.
I'm telling you, it works. It's scary.
It is. It's kind of terrifying to watch, honestly.
So, wait, you only tried it with Joel or what?
Yeah, you didn't do it to Derek. Yeah,
like, my girlfriend at home, she snores too, and I do the same thing. Just hold her nose.
Do Derek one of these nights.
You could. Go ahead.
It's three breaths. Welcome. That's all you need.
It's three breaths. Okay.
On the third one? As they're breathing in, you let go, and they suck in a bunch of air.
Yeah, that's when you technique. Feel like they're dying or something. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you could just kick me to the side, too. That's okay.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes, too. But that's involuntary.
Tala's sick. That's cool.
Yeah.
So your band is from PA, correct?
That's kind of where we all meet up, but honestly, everyone's in a different state at this point. He's from Massachusetts.
New Jersey.
Jersey.
Oh, shit.
Joel's all the way down in Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
I'm in PA.
Yeah. Okay. I knew Thomas for a long time. We were just both from PA. And then Alex is Arizona.
Hanging out with scorpions.
Hanging out with scorpions, yeah.
Terrifying.
So, well, she kind of lives out in PA now, too, somewhat.
Yeah. So. I'm a desert transplant to Pittsburgh right
desert
now.
Desert transplant.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Wow.
It was kind of it started because we did originally, when the band first started, we had kind of a lot of people from PA in and out of the band.
Like three people in Philly.
So yeah, it was just kind of like a good base for us. And now at this point, it's just like, I don't know. It's just stayed as like
it's
our
just the
home.
Easy answer.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, it's somewhat of a midway point, I guess. If you're in Mass and Joel's in Florida, and then I'm in Pittsburgh, we all just kind of. I mean, it's still insane for Joel though, but
I like driving.
Thanks,
man.
Joel.
You drive up there?
Yeah.
Yep. How long does that drive?
About 13 and a half hours on a good day.
What do you do on that drive?
Listen to podcasts. Sick. Jam to music.
Yeah. Sick.
Yeah.
What music is, or and what podcasts?
Court of Thorns.
Give people some tips.
No. I like a lot of like true crime podcasts, stuff like that.
I see that.
Yeah. That's always good to pass the time.
Yeah, those true crime ones, people love that shit. Ooh. Those true crime stuff, people love it.
You get someone who can like act it out really well, like captivate you.
Oh, totally.
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna stop being a hater. What's a good one?
Yeah, the one.
It's a good one. It's actually been a while. I didn't listen to any podcasts on the way this last time.
You're on the spot, man.
Are we thinking of true crime or anything?
True crime. Because I'm a semi-hater, so
semi-hater.
I'm gonna sit down and either watch one or listen to one.
Oh, I thought you mean you didn't like trucks, like a semi-hater.
Oh,
a semi-truck hater.
I'll see myself.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I'm blanking.
Are you on the spot right now?
Yeah, I'm on the spot right now. I'm blanking.
He's lying. He didn't listen to true crime. It was all a bit.
So for 13 hours,
you
don't
put him
fucking
on the spot,
know
he didn't know what to say.
Oh, okay. But this fucking podcast is terrible.
He just drives for 13 hours.
How about bands at least, dude?
Bands? Okay. Chamber.
Get in that mic, man.
Chamber.
Get those lips on
chamber.
The mic.
You know.
Slip the mic off.
Slipknot, Mudvayne, the classics.
Of course, classics.
You know,
Never goes away.
Guilty Pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
What are you about to say, man?
Throw on a little Ariana.
Oh,
okay.
That's Alex's thing too.
Switch it up a little bit.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Honestly, I never put on her tunes.
Really?
I never. I don't think honestly I never even heard a song. To be honest.
I haven't either.
It hits the spot sometimes. Not gonna lie.
Alex makes me listen to it.
It's all right.
I don't love everything. I Max has turned me on to some pop, which is
I love
not
Doja
something
Cat.
I thought I would say. So, yeah.
That's what I prefer.
Max has got to be
gonna go
really
that
into
way,
Doja Cat.
So, but that's different than Ariana, so whatever. Ariana? Ariana?
I don't know, but it scratches Blonde? The same itch in my world.
It's
you know
Ariana?
Ari?
Ari
sounds better.
It's Ari.
Ari, okay.
I can remember one podcast that I listened to. It's not a true crime. It's the John Bernthal's podcast.
Oh, dude, he's great.
Mm-hmm. Was that Real Ones?
Yeah.
Real Ones?
He's awesome.
Incredible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Real Ones, yeah. He has like the yellow logos, right?
Yeah.
Real Ones, yeah.
I first listened to that one with him and Shia LaBeouf. It was just...
Oh, yeah.
It was wild.
Just...
Yeah, the way that... The kind of questions he asks and he really...
Sick.
And he listens, you know, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Listening's hard. Is that one correct?
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
that's
fast.
Boom. That's sick.
Look at that guy.
Shut up, bud. What? He's a goat.
Yeah.
He looks like a Jedi.
Derek's been trying to get us to watch fucking Holes this whole tour.
Holes!
We should, let's watch Holes.
We should put the book on, because the movie's god awful.
But the book,
I remember reading the book growing up, and it was so good.
We watched Holes, though, recently as a band.
No, that was 2020.
I can't. Recently? The movie's going to ruin the...
This is a movie?
Yeah.
The fuck is this?
You've never seen
holes?
Hole.
They
get up them holes.
They dig holes.
No, they're whole.
Yes.
They dig holes? Okay.
Oh, maybe a buff.
Holes.
Dude, scorpions are in this, right? Isn't that a thing?
No, yeah. the yellow spotted lizards.
Was this like a juvenile reform camp?
That's what it was.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's basically, it's like some kid like accidentally steals like some shoes, like they fall into his lap, and then he basically gets sent to this like child reform camp type thing. Or like summer camp, but it's like brutal work. Like they just make you dig. What is it like?
You
six
dig a
by
hole.
6 foot holes in the desert every day.
Okay.
His hands are like bleeding. Like
I kind of want to do
brutal.
That though.
No.
You want to dig holes in
When
the
I was a
day?
Kid, I loved digging holes. I would just go in my backyard, and I don't know why my mom would let me do that. I just tear up the backyard.
No, I can't watch this.
Dude, I got in trouble at the beach one time for doing that.
The beach? Isn't that what you're supposed to
do? I was at the beach, and I dug a hole that was like, it had to be at least 6 feet tall, because it was bigger than me, and a lifeguard shows up, jumps in the hole, and goes, we got a 6-footer, fill it up. And I was just like, oh, come on!
Why were you digging?
I don't know. I didn't want to go in the water, and like my whole family was in the water, and just sat there and just dug a hole for like 3 hours.
I was the same way.
Yeah, that was me too.
I hated the water, digging. So I would dig.
What? Yeah,
we were sand dudes.
I didn't even have a shovel. I was using my hands until I found a big seashell, and then I started using that.
Nah, I bring a whole metal shovel. Yeah. Like, I came prepared.
You're being sick. who's it in? Is Shia LaBeouf in this movie or no?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's why it came up. When did it come out?
I was little. When I was
in elementary, one? Yeah.
Oh, so was I wow. alive, dude?
What year? You were
probably was alive. I even alive?
Was I alive?
It had to at least have been 2002 or something.
Movie 2003.
Release date.
3.
I was 90.
Yeah. I was alive.
Yeah,
never mind.
We
I'm good.
2 and 3 years old.
Yeah.
You were 2 and I was 13.
No, I was 4.
You were 4 years old?
Yeah.
You were born in 99.
I was 3.
99 March. Sick, so,
dude.
I was 4, man.
Dude, Korn's Issues came out and you were just born.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fucking sick, dude. This came out in November. Yep, November 99.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
That was Issues was my birthday present.
Oh, so
that's cool. Such a cool gift.
That's awesome.
And then we saw him a few months later.
Me and Alex just made the 99 cutoff, so we're technically 90s babies, yeah. But people don't like to say that. So
we're in the front half of 99. Yeah. At least it's not like, you know, August and back.
December.
99. Yeah, yeah. That,
December.
That's,
I'm a 90s kid, man.
That's pushing it.
You were in the 90s for like a week.
That is pushing it.
I was born December 31st. Yeah, I'm fucking 11:59.
Status is everything.
90s.
Because when I see someone like that's born in 2000, I'm like, oh, they're like a baby. And I'm like, that's literally a year after me.
4 months
after us.
Like,
so,
it's
like,
unnatural. There's something about it.
It looks weird.
And Justin was 13 at that point.
Yeah, I was born in 1990.
That's sick.
You're the start. You're the start on the end, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's poetic.
Yeah, look at that.
Hey, Max, I wanted to ask you. It seems like the band had like a fucking, like a strong vision.
Yeah.
Yeah, where did that come from?
I wanted to do like a very specific thing for a while. I was doing a prog thing before with, coincidentally, Thomas and Derek. And prog's cool, but I was not – I couldn't stand going up there and just like seeing a bunch of people just like staring at me all just like – fucking suck, dude. I hate that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do it. So I was just like – I always loved, like, for example, like early Slipknot, like the energy was just crazy and shit. So I was like, I just want to do like a crazy ass band. And I was also listening to like a lot of like the more like if I call it hardcore, a lot of people are gonna get mad, but the like, yeah,
welcome.
Like Code honestly was like a huge influence for me.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
Oh shit.
So like when I was forming the band, I was just like, I want to take the like hardcore stuff, like the Code Orange veins sort of shit, and like all the stuff that I grew up with, like Slipknot, System of a Down, Korn, and like kind of do that, but also do our own thing. And then I was just like, I need a fucking vocalist who's like completely unique, and
insane.
Found this guy. So, but it was very specific. I had like a very, I'm really weird with that still. I'm just like, I have this thing in my brain that I need to get out. And it's like always very like planned out in my brain. So when I'm like doing it, it takes me a while to just like get it on paper, if that makes sense.
Yes.
You know? But I don't know. Yeah, I was tired of like the boring ass shows. So I was like, I need like people to do something. So
yeah,
and I want to do stuff too. So I'm like, I don't want to just like sit there and like play my instrument. I want to like jump around and do stupid shit. So yeah,
dude, I want people to fucking move.
Yeah, I know. Move. I'm like, it's a show. Yeah. It's supposed to be fun. Like I don't want to just like.
But also in the prog scene, I find it like you're a little limited. Like it only goes so far. Like before, it's like. I don't know, unless you go more commercial or whatever, but like, I just don't really see it breaking out of...
Really? Like, I was thinking about this literally on this tour, because I think we were, like, listening to some prog stuff, and I'm like, I think I just have a bias, like, because growing up with Dream Theater, I'm just like, I love Dream Theater, and then I listen to other prog, and I'm like, I don't like this. So I'm like, I thought I liked Prague because I grew up with like Dream Theater. And I was like, this is sick as fuck. And then I listened to other bands and I'm just like, eh. Like Haken's cool. That's like probably the only other band I really fuck with.
We love Haken.
You don't like Leprous?
I don't want to say what I do and don't like. Yeah. It's not for me.
Leprous isn't your cup
of tea? Not for me. They have like maybe like one or two songs that I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool, but.
You don't like Pain of Salvation?
Oh, I do really like that one album.
Yeah. I was going to say.
What's that one called?
Passing Light of Day.
That's a good album.
Oh, yeah.
But that's kind of it. I don't know.
The best prog rip of all time is Tom Sawyer. Don't.
Yeah.
No.
Classic,
when that shit comes on radio, there's something about when Alex Lifeson hits that riff, I just light up. I don't know what it is. And I don't like prog at all.
Yeah.
There's something about that riff, dude. It's like the way they play, I'm like, damn. God. Dude.
Do you ever see the South Park intro for that they were using live? Because Matt and Trey made like an intro tape for them to play at the shows.
Really?
It's fucking great. It's like the greatest thing I've ever seen. I'm like so jealous of it.
Chris, can we find that? South Park, Tom Sawyer?
Yeah, they did like the live intro. Yeah, this.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah, this is classic.
Oh, this is sick. Turn this up, Chris.
Oh, my God.
Little Rush. Oh, my goodness.
The book.
I never knew this.
No. This is great.
It's fucking sick.
Forgot about this.
South Park is always pushing the fucking bar. Oh, yeah. Always. They're always doing it. They're still doing it.
Dude, I wanted to go to that 25th anniversary with Primus that they did.
Oh,
that show. I was like so tempted to go. The tickets were so expensive.
Oh,
though.
We were seriously considering spending like a couple grand to get there and do that.
To like fly out there, stay out there, get the tickets. It was like insane. But I was like, because I love Primus too. Like so.
Sure.
To see like Matt and Trey do some shit with them, I was just like, dude, I gotta go. I don't know why I didn't fucking go.
In hindsight, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is kind of funny about going to like shows. It's like you'll see the price sometimes, and you're like, I can't do it. But then it's way too much money. Some shows are like that. But then once it passes, some years pass, like I wish I went.
Yeah, it would have been worth it.
Look at this.
I fucking regret it now.
Look at that, dude. No.
Oh, that's sick.
They were like doing the voices on stage and everything. It was great.
That's dope.
Yeah. And speaking of Rush, Geddy and Alex came out and did some Rush stuff too, like as a surprise at that show.
Oh, yeah.
So that would have been crazy to be there, but I got greedy. So
it happens.
Yeah.
I still do it. It's just sometimes you want to save money or save time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I always what show did I miss. It just sucks because with shows like that, especially at farewell shows, like the hardcore fans are going to pay that money.
Mm-hmm.
Like at Rush is, I mean, they're Rush.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Alex is funny. Alex, he's one of the best rhythm players of all time, I think.
Yeah, dude. They're awesome.
He is a very unique. Oh, this was in Denver?
Yeah. Red Rocks, yeah.
At the Red Rocks? Yeah. Holy shit, that's sick.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. God,
we could have been there.
I don't know,
there.
Ween was there, that's why.
Yeah, bro.
Les Claypool.
That's my boy.
Plus, you never know. Like, when bands get older, you never know, like, how much longer, like, someone's going to be around. All of a sudden, they're not there.
Don't
like,
say that.
Oh, I miss it.
Even when they're young, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just...
I really like this band, Disillusion. And they're like a German band, and they're coming to Atlanta to play this like Prague thing in like September. And I'm like, I gotta go. Like, I they're my favorite band, and I've never seen them. And they're old. I don't know how much longer they're gonna be around. I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go.
You're going.
Unless I can't go. Nah. Like, if suddenly scheduling comes, I'm like, as of right now, I can go.
That's a sick logo.
Whoa, look at that.
And the artwork,
that's a different one.
There's two.
that's Dissolution.
Oh, like, is that a Prague band? Like, that
not a Prague color. No.
The one with Tormento, that's the one.
Okay, I was like, this band's fucking death metal.
No, they're like progressive,
okay,
older death metal. It's interesting.
Yeah, this looks right.
Is this right? Okay.
Yeah, this is one of the newer songs, but it's still really good.
Okay.
And that guy's my hero, Andy. I think his last name is Schmidt. He's so... I want to be that cool when I'm that old.
He just
you're
looks
that cool
so,
now.
I'm not that cool.
You are.
I got the hairline. Now,
I'll tell
for
you.
Sure. Look how cool he is.
Dude,
he's
playing
a
Warwick.
He's playing a Warwick, yeah, dude.
Aw.
They nice. Know what's up, man.
That's one of the best bases on the planet, dude.
I just got one, like, right before this tour, and it's, like, my favorite thing.
You play bass, Max?
Not usually, but on this tour, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And last tour.
Yeah, yeah, Joel, last the tour. Last two tours.
Joel is our... He would fill in for me when I was away with Code.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we split with the guy that was playing bass with us, like, for our tours or whatever. And mm-hmm. We were just kind of like, yeah, let's get Joel and I'll just do it.
Because
I like, yeah,
riffs,
like I was saying,
it.
Like, I had, like... My fucking, like, brain is, like, doing this project is, like, I have this vision, so I'd end up writing, like, the riffs and... all this shit. So, like, mm-hmm. I already just know this stuff. So, it was just mm-hmm. easy for me to just play bass or something.
Yeah, you know, he just picks God, it up and is just show. Naturally a genius at it. Just slapping all over the place.
I wouldn't say a genius.
Can we be honest?
Dude, he's so good. Are you kidding me?
It's crazy. It's crazy how good you got.
So
good. Yeah, it's crazy.
Don't gas me up in here.
Hey.
No, it's true. Last year, he was like, yeah, he, like, kind of plays bass. And this year, he's like, bing, bing, bing.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first crazy. Show. Speaking of.
This
that
show
was the first
sucked.
Show last tour. Yeah, that was an interesting
this
one.
This show sucked.
I did not feel good about that.
It
After
happens.
Playing that,
it
I was
happens.
Like, dude, I can't play bass.
Let's
first
off,
show.
Dude. Look, oh, it look at the faces I'm making.
Let's go, Derek. Let's go.
That should be like a game.
I never
just like
saw that.
Crop Derek's face.
All the faces.
Oh, your band's fucking
it's like a pissed
sick.
Off dog.
Isn't this
bro,
the combo amp show?
Yes, yeah. No, literally. Any other show.
Oh,
this is.
Yeah, this was the one.
You were playing on a combo.
Up, bro.
What happened?
So she didn't like, we didn't have cabs and we were going to share cabs with like Left to Suffer or was it? Who, yeah, which band was it?
Left to Suffer.
It
yeah.
was Left
this
to Suffer.
This is before we started
but
that tour.
We had a headliner before we got there and so I think Derek shared cabs with one of the opening bands and then this was like attached to a music store and Alex was like, do you guys have a cab we can use? And they're like, yeah, we do.
Well,
and
the venue did say I could use an amp, so I didn't really expect it to be a fucking combo amp.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, can I? I'm like, can I even like run through this? And they're like, yeah, this will probably work. Anyways, it was a fucking mess. I was cranky.
Yeah, it was funny.
We had fun, but
funny.
God, I bet this sounded like shit though.
It was fine. It probably sounded great.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so
yes,
it happens.
It happened.
You know, it happened and it happens and it might continue to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, next time. I mean, once Thomas makes us get rid of our cabs, it'll probably happen more.
Yeah, true.
Someday.
Who
is it?
I don't know. Let's
call
put
him
them
up.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Hey, Mom.
You put them on the podcast. Why did you make Alex use this amp?
Dude, we just got home from a Lionheart tour. For some reason, I don't know what happened to us. Like, the first two shows, we just couldn't get in the groove. Mm. And we're a very hit or miss band. If we're not on it. We're not on it, and people like could really tell, and they're just like just standing there the whole time, like the first two shows.
Do you do rehearsing before?
Of course, yeah. At least like a few days before, get in the garage, just hammer out the songs a few times. But man, but then it took a while. But we got you get in your groove. You can't fake energy.
No,
you know it's like
no. Yeah. Oh, dude, the first show of this tour we're on was really rough. It was like everything that like could have gone wrong with our gear and shit was just
Oh yeah.
And then the vibe. Yeah. We were telling you earlier about the Philly show being just awkward with the crowd. Like they just weren't moving, they were just staring at us. Mm-hmm. Maybe they could just tell that we were having a weird show.
It was like a prog crowd.
Yeah.
Like,
I was so shocked by that. Yeah. I was like
And it was Philly too.
Like,
you were
no
like,
way.
I was so pissed after that. I'm like
That was a rough one. And thankfully we bought an in-ear system so we can like record our sets and like do like he's been filming them with like his GoPros and shit, and we can like take the audio we record through our in-ears and mix it with the footage, and we put it on like our Patreon and shit. Mm. But anyway, we were like, we got off stage for that show, and I was just like, God, I do not want to listen to that back. And Tom's just like, guys, I forgot to hit record. I'm like,
yeah,
thank God.
And I forgot to hit record on one of the cameras too. We're just like, it's fine. Scrap it.
Fucking never let me see that show again.
No, yeah, fuck that.
That was bad. The wirelesses kept cutting out. The mics kept cutting out. Like everything went wrong.
Yeah,
then you're like,
I got on stage like 35 seconds late.
Oh,
yeah,
I
was
I came out too late. I didn't plug in.
Oh
time.
Yeah, the beginning of the Impressionist was just like bass.
Gosh,
not even. My tuner's
I see you trying to find it. That's not it.
Oh, yeah,
that was a good Billy show.
You'll never find that show.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
we scrubbed that shit.
Yeah.
Irving Plaza's up there in New York. That was a good show.
Pull that one up.
That was fun.
The second show, I think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of the story? Yeah. Oh, yeah. New York was popping
up. Opened up immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately, they were going nuts. They always do.
Yeah. That was a fun one.
That's like a hometown for me.
New York was good.
You are sick, Justin.
I think I was sick that show, actually. I got sick first.
That was the beginning.
Yeah. It was like two shows in, and I was just like, guys, I got the tour AIDS. No.
Like, guys, I'm so fucking sick.
Dude. It was bad.
I think it went around to all of us at this point.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad. It was like a 3 weeks. I can finally breathe again.
I think we're clear.
Yeah.
And then Joel got sick twice.
Yeah.
Twice?
I woke up with, like, body aches, and I'm like, oh, I get the next step up. Awesome. Because I had the head cold, and then, you know, the next day was fever. But then third day, which was yesterday, it's just gone. Mm. I was like, oh, okay. Shout out to my multivitamin, I guess.
Maybe use a different one.
Vitamins are important. How's it been touring with Kim?
Oh, it's been awesome.
Yeah. It's been
very
sick.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know much about Kim Dracula besides the name before, honestly. Like,
and maybe the Lady Gaga cover.
Yeah.
But that was, about it.
I remember looking up all the music and stuff when we saw the offer, because I was like, I got to see if this is like a cool fit. And I was just like, this is actually like makes way more sense than I thought it would.
It makes total sense.
Yeah. Like,
oh, I've never seen any of the videos.
The videos are really cool.
Yes, that's what everyone says.
They're like super high production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're just really fun. Oh. This was the first one I saw.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one.
Kim is sick.
Bro, let's go.
Yeah, this one's really good.
Let's fucking go.
Whoa.
Okay, so we were talking earlier about this. I found out this week, because to be honest, I wanted to get Kim here.
Yeah.
But then I realized, no one's heard Kim's voice.
Mm-mm.
So I went on YouTube, typed in interview, like nothing came up. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Then I went on Kim's social media. I was like, oh, there's no talking.
No.
Oh, I fucking love that shit.
Oh, it's sneaky
too. Yeah, I didn't realize.
In the set, they put on like a it's like a bit. Like the banter in between does like an accent, does this whole like welcome to America.
Yeah. And all their like
so you don't
TikTok
know what their
videos.
Real voice is.
They're
not
singing
spoken
and all
to
of them
much, honestly. I mean, they're super nice, but like it's always just very short, which is kind of like the way I am, honestly. Like, if there's, like, someone I don't know, I'm just kind of like, eh, that's it.
So. We exchanged, like, 20 words about coffee, and that was about it.
Wow.
But their
really,
brother...
Really nice, though.
Their brother, Tom, talks a lot.
Love Tom.
Tom's super awesome. Nice. Always, like, talking, hanging around.
Yeah.
Their whole crew is great.
Yeah, the whole crew. I mean, this whole tour's been nice.
I think the package makes sense.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, I was like... unsure at first what the crowds would be like, but like they seem to love us like every night, which is really good. So
it's great,
it's working out. Yeah,
open-minded crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Totally,
definitely.
That's sick.
I think just like with all like the weirdness in their music, and then like the weird shit we do, it just kind of makes sense. Like we're playing this one song, Wendred, from our last album that has this like weird ass like I don't even know what you'd call it like
acoustic country bridge southern. Yeah.
Got a slide guitar in
and
there.
Like, if there's any crowd that it would work for, it was this one. Boom, so we get to do weird shit like that.
I mean, Kim Drack does a lot of that like genre bending craziness. Yeah.
Right.
We need it.
And we're doing a ballad. How long? I guess it's a ballad. Yeah. For us, it is.
They dig it.
It's a cool one. It's like got acoustic shit. Like, and there's like this weird industrial rap thing we got in it. So we get
what
to
song?
Do How Long.
So one of my questions was about that song.
Yeah.
What is going on in the ending, and what's the story behind that song?
He's the story guy.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's like obviously the Generation of Danger is a concept album. So that's like the end of the album, mm-hmm. but it's also like...
What a way to end it.
The beginning of the album. It's one of those like... Because the album starts with the end, and then you find out how the character got there, and then the end is how long. And it's like the character's like... sitting on like a bridge, and there's like a train going underneath, and just like he's like reflecting on all the shit that just happened in the album. So it's just like I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't heard it, but yeah, it's really cool.
I don't think it's possible to spoil it. You can say the whole thing, but you got to listen to it to really.
You
got to
listen to it. I did that one in one take too.
Yeah,
one take.
That was incredible.
Whoa.
Yeah, there were three songs on that album I did with one take. It was Mudcastle of Nothing and How Long. And I just went in there and I was just like, oh, I'll just like throw in some vocals real quick so that we can add like the industrial stuff. And then our producer was just like, no, that's the take.
It's insane what he can do. Like in the studio too. Like most people like, you know, verse and then, you know, takes, mm-hmm. but he'll take one, like all the way through the whole song.
I just go until I mess up insane. And then I'm like, we'll punch that one part.
Right. Like, yeah. As the raw emotions there and everything.
Well, you can't really manufacture that last part.
No, you can't. I cry at the end of the song.
I know. That's why I bring it up.
That was really good. I was like into it.
Even on stage, I hear you kind of like.
Oh, yeah. One of the sets, I got a little choked up. Because when we do it live, there's this one part at the end. I like throw the mic down. I just scream at the crowd as loud as I can. You just hear it like echo and everyone's like, whoa. Oh, shit. It's really cool.
Wow. You can't really do like a second take of that.
No.
It's like, that's it.
That's where the theater background comes in. Because I did, like, I was in this play in college called Dog Sees God. I got to play the bad guy. And it was, like, my first ever time, like, I have to memorize this, perform it in front of people. And if I mess up, like, I messed up. So when I switched to, like, doing music, that was my mindset. I was like, you can't just, like, do a little bit at a time. I'm like, I have to memorize all the lyrics, do it, and then if I mess up, I mess up. And that's just how it is.
And it's in front of people.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, so you have experience with, like, memorizing lines on like a deep level. You know?
Yeah, I used to really struggle with it. And then my theater teacher was like, well, the reason you're struggling is you shouldn't try to memorize the lines. You should be the lines, like internalize it. He's like, when you're trying to do it, don't go line by line and try to remember it. Like, play it out in your head as if it's happening for real. And then when I started doing that, you can memorize something like that. I remember it was 2022 with All That Remains. There was a show where Phil was sick and they had like the crowd come out and like everyone could go up and everyone's like, Justin, you got to do one. But the songs I wanted to do were already taken. So I was like, let me see the list. And there was a song. What was the one? It Dwells in Me. Mm-hmm. I was like, I've never heard this song before, but I'll do it. So I went in the bathroom and memorized it in like 45 minutes and then performed it in front of like 1,000 people. And I was just like, if you ask me to do that right now, I have no idea what those lyrics are anymore.
Yeah, no, it sounded like you like rehearsed it for like it,
I was just in the bathroom with my headphones going like.
That was insane.
That was impressive.
It was cool. I think, yeah, that one. Everyone was so confused because I come out with like pajama pants and flip-flops and then just like murdered
They're like,
the song.
Who is this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So you just internalized the lyrics.
Yeah, I just had it and then I was like, okay, here we go. Performed it and then I was like, got off stage and I was like, if you asked me to do that again, I would not know those lyrics anymore.
Bro, wow. Look at him go.
Yeah, like you need to have your phone in front of you or
the
anything.
Flip-flops.
Sparkly flip-flops.
Up on the riser. Oh my God, dude.
It was so scary, too, because they're one of my favorite bands. So, like, I went up there, and I'm like, I'm performing a song I've never heard before with one of my favorite bands ever.
You're a freak. That's crazy.
It was really fun.
Well, I guess Dieter ended up helping you.
Very, very helpful if you're going to be, cool. like, a musician or a performer or anything like that.
And Josh Schroeder worked on your first two records, correct?
Yeah. And the singles.
Yeah.
How was that?
I love amazing. Him.
We love Josh.
He's the best.
He's Josh like is sick. One of my favorite people ever. He's great.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's cool. I guess it didn't really hit me until right now because people don't know because he's getting known because like the Loner Shore stuff.
Yeah.
And he's doing the Signs of the Swarm, that whole deathcore stuff.
Mm-hmm. But, he did Varials. King 810.
I love the King 810 he did.
Yeah.
Like that shit is. What's that record called? Murder? Chris, can you type in King 810? I think it's Murder. Oh, fuck. Murder. Yeah,
Murder.
Yeah, what's that record called? What's that? It's fucking bugging me.
Scrolled down? Or.
I don't know.
Murder something. It's good. Yeah, there we go.
I know that one. Right, I should have realized that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Memoirs of a Murder. Mm-hmm. That record is fucking sick.
Yeah.
And I keep forgetting that Josh did that record.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. It has like that fucking, you know, their singer David's a fucking maniac.
Oh, yeah. He's so cool.
That dude's a fucking maniac.
He's scary. Cool.
Yeah.
We've had a couple times where we were like supposed to play with them mm-hmm. and then something happened. So like the show got canceled or like we just couldn't do it. And every time I'd be like, oh, I'm so nervous. David Gunn seems so scary.
Yeah. Yeah, he really does, dude.
Look at this guy.
I love Josh, though. He's literally, janitor. Like, the best for us because he's, like, he – first off, he just, like, gets us, which is great. Like, And then on top of that, like, he's just able to do whatever. Like, if I, like, explain some, like, really weird-ass idea to him, he just, like, knows how to, like, make it happen and make it work and, mm-hmm. like just contribute to it to make it, like, the best version of whatever, like, is in my brain, which is just crazy. So mm-hmm. it's, like, to have someone that, like, knows you like that, even though, like, I met him for the first time doing Metrophagy. And right. he just got, like, he just, like, understood me.
He just knows. He's yeah. so smart. Didn't he invent mm-hmm. that, like, thing to make, like, the snare ping even higher?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so every album we do some weird-ass thing to get more ring out of the snare because I just love the stupid, like, ringy snare. What did we do? I don't even – actually, I don't know if we used this, but we tried this thing where he put, like, what the fuck was that? It was, like, some, like, tiny-ass little, like, mic thing. It was the acoustic – pickup. He put an acoustic pickup on the snare, and we were like recording the snare ring through that, and it sounded insane.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he yeah, like
just take an extra
the
ring,
acoustic pickup to the snare. It worked though. I think we used it in like genius. some spots or something, but we didn't do it for like the whole thing.
What am I doing?
You're explaining something to Josh, and he's internalizing it perfectly. I wanted to go just by you flailing
your hair, bro.
Hey, Chris, crank that one part. What the fuck are you doing there?
I don't know.
Oh,
what the fuck is that?
That's King.
Oh, it's just the Nail the Mix thing you did?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hey, thanks, Josh.
Disney villain. I guess I'm being a Disney villain.
What were you telling them there?
I don't even remember. I don't know.
I want my vocals to sound like this.
I want to sound literally. Like blast beats. No, Josh is so cool. Like, he just, dope. Like, you tell him you want something or you don't want something, and he just makes it happen. Like, absolutely. We went in there, and he was look like, all right, how yeah, do you want to do your vocals? Yeah, is that exactly. it?
No.
I remember this video he did. It's like all satire.
Yeah. He looks like Bill Nye or something.
He's like... super smart, but he's also like super goofy. I love
yeah.
that.
He's awesome.
Honestly, yeah, there you go. Tracking with him is, I love it.
It's so
he makes
it's
you feel
so
like comfortable, but also he knows how to get the best takes out of you.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
That is so important for
I
mm-hmm. for
studio. Feel very strongly that he's got like the best mixes like right now. Like yeah, I love everything he does. Like I just think it sounds so huge and like
he's got a good ear too.
So
great. Yeah.
There have been
yeah.
times where like I like was like super unconfident with one of my takes and he's just mm-hmm. like, no, I'm not gonna let you do another one. That was the one. And you're just like, oh, I wanna do it. And he's like, no.
So
no.
Part of me is wow. always just like I know, like, bands always branch out and, like, try different producers, but I'm just kind of like, I don't ever not want to do an album.
I know. We love Josh.
Like, yeah. I just feel like if I did an album with someone else, I'd just be like, hey, it would have just been better if we just stuck
what
with
if we
Josh.
Did, yeah, what if yeah. Josh did it?
Yeah, there's some crazy tones. Like, I was listening to a Telescope.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell is going on in the end?
Yeah, there's
oh,
like
there's a lot.
Isn't there like an HM2
on there.
There's like yeah, maybe 6 to 8 layers of rhythms yeah. on that. And there's octaves. Yeah. There's HM2. Insane. There's a normal tone. Okay. There's a clean tone. There's an octave higher. I don't know. It's just crazy shit.
Dude, I've been debating like on when we do breakdowns. Like I want to have like a breakdown pedal. Like,
yeah.
like a Boss HM2, like, fuck yeah, him. When it just comes in, it's just like a fucking chainsaw.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's goodness. The sound.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
that is the sound.
We were in the studio, and Josh was just like, we need to get one. He just ordered one from, like, yeah. Japan or some shit to just ship to the studio, because he's like, yeah, but let's just get one.
So, it'll
like,
be here in a week.
That's yeah. it. I learned that from Ross Robinson. But the fucking if you do a part, just like throw some crazy fucking pedals in there. It like sounds like
yeah,
sounds like dirt. It's just like yeah. what the yeah. fuck? Because it sounds like shit. But I don't know. It's just there's something about it.
Yeah.
For
I
sure.
did want to. I mentioned this to you earlier. I did want to ask about the Ross Robinson stuff because before we
let's
linked up with Josh, we were supposed to do Metrophagy with Ross Robinson.
Really?
And, yeah.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we just didn't have the budget for it to go
well,
out to
it was
LA.
Be the
and do
Generation
all this stuff.
Of Danger
yeah,
with him.
Technically.
Yeah, actually, that is actually true. Yeah, we were gonna do the Generation of Danger before we wrote Metrophagy with Ross Robinson.
It was supposed to be our debut.
So
album.
Our second album, we had ready to go first. We were going to do it with Ross Robinson, and then just the whole thing just got shelved. And, like, because the label wanted us to do our EP, No One Should Read This, which has 5 of the songs from Metrophagy on it. They wanted to take that and make it a full album. And we were like, but – and they were like, why don't you guys just take songs from that album you just wrote and mix it with the other one? And we're like, you can't because Justin does
it's a concept.
The concept
we
stuff.
We can't do that.
Oh. So, like, we were like, all right, fuck it. We'll keep this one for – the next album we'll do, and then we just expanded on No One Should Read This and did Metrophagy. But yeah, we were supposed to do it with Ross Robinson, which I'm a huge fan of his shit because I love all that early like Slipknot and Korn stuff. So I was really curious like what it was like when you guys tracked with him, because I was pretty stoked to see you guys doing shit with him. I know like I don't know, I guess a lot of people didn't, but
yeah,
I thought it was cool. So
I liked it.
Yeah, Ross is he's a fucking special guy. He's a special guy, man. This is the only, also, just real quick. So this podcast with Ross I did, this is the only podcast where I didn't have any questions ready.
Oh, shit. Oh,
that's going to be cool.
Like improv them?
Something told me, and I freaked out. Something said, don't write anything down. Don't ask any questions. It's like I had a voice in my head, and I flipped out.
Oh.
I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Just go in there and sit down. And I was
that's awesome.
Freaking
that's,
out.
That makes it cool, man. That organic stuff.
That is cool, yeah.
It's crazy. But yeah, Ross, he's a special guy. A lot of people think that Ross made us do that, but it was our vision. Like we hit up Ross. We met up with him. Obviously, we're all already in love with him for obvious reasons. And we mentioned, hey, we want to do a self-titled record. We want to press the reset button. We want to start over. We want to experiment and just see where it goes. We don't care about if people listen to it or don't, or hate it or love it. We really don't care. And Ross, like, he was a guy.
Yeah, seems like it would be a good fit for someone like that.
Oh, yeah. And we tried, I mean, I don't know what we didn't try. Like, singing, crazy, even crazier screaming, fucking cleans, ballads, breakdowns. So, we tried everything. It was fun. Yeah. Like, besides The Cleansing, our first record, that's by far the funnest record. And most learned the most out of that.
That's sick.
And also, we just wanted to learn.
Yeah.
We just wanted to learn. I learned a lot. And that record got me my confidence back.
Yes.
I got That's my confidence awesome. Back. And then, but then the record came out and then everything just fell apart. You know, I didn't anticipate it to fall out to be that much.
I liked it, man. I don't know.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, I mean, I like that shit. I like
it. It wasn't as bad as people thought. I said earlier that that's the album that made me find out about Suicide Silence.
Oh wow.
I listened to that. I jumped on the reaction train where everyone was reacting to that song.
Oh no.
And then it was cool though, because I remember I like made fun of like what was going on in the video, and I had all these like hypotheticals. I'm like, oh yeah, this guy has no idea what's going on at the end of this song right now. I was like, he just keeps going. Yeah. And then I was like, no, but the song was good. And then everyone was like, how can you say that? And I was like, I don't know, I like nu metal. I thought it was good. And so I bought the whole album like the day it came out, listened to it, and I was like, these guys are actually really good. And then I went back and listened to all your old stuff, and I was like, okay, I can see why people didn't like this. But if it's your first impression of the band, it's fine. It's not a bad album.
Thank you. Yeah, it was already kind of going that way, and what really put the nail in the coffin was Jaron Dines came out
and
did that thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about this until, I don't know if I should name drop, but I was on the phone with Dino, and he asked me about it. I was like, I didn't think about it until that moment. Like, I was always like, yeah, it was, I mean, obviously it was fun. I thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. And people were like fans over kind of questioned, but I thought it was funny, and we would hang out at shows. Mm-hmm. But when Dino asked me, years had passed, and I was like, I really thought about it. I'm like, that dude cost us thousands and thousands of fucking dollars. We lost.
No.
We're already doing kind of. We were probably gonna be like, okay, we put out a bad record. It was probably a new one. But his reaction, dude, that shit took off in a very negative way, to where he tried to come back and like he was in like a. Love Me to Death, he did like a cameo, but people didn't give a fuck. Like the damage was done. Like when you try to do something negative, you try to come back with a positive, it didn't click. And we lost. And he did multiple covers. It was just like, dude, like we lost a lot of fucking money, dude. And that, like I moved in with my parents. I couldn't afford rent anymore. People really like, dude, we lost a lot of money.
That's crazy.
With that album.
Don't tell that to Jared. He loves you guys. He's so nice. I bet he probably had no idea it was going to do that.
You got to have to know something. But, I mean, honestly, I mean, if you could take it back, no, I mean, I think that's his deal. I think he's free to do that. And if I could take it back, I'd be like, no, do it still. I mean, that's – fuck it. Yeah, sometimes – in the end of the day, it's our fault. We fucking asked for it. We've asked for it, but I didn't anticipate like a And at that time too, like the what do you say? Like the YouTube influencer thing was still new.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't really know like the influence. And yeah. The thing about the influencers, the influencing scene, they could, when it's negative, it hurts you.
Yeah.
When it's positive, it doesn't really affect you.
It doesn't do anything.
It's weird. It's really weird. People, which I truly, in my heart and my bones, I appreciate when guys like Finn like really speak highly of us. And Jared has spoken highly of us, but the positive doesn't.
It's that one negative thing.
It's weird.
And everyone's like, whoa.
And then, but the negative thing, it's a different animal. And people reacted to it. I'm telling you, I mean, it took us years to recover from that.
That's crazy. Years.
I would argue we're still trying to.
Oh, man. Well, now I feel bad.
No. Who cares? Honestly, I mean, if I'm convinced, though, if it was any other band, it'll be fucked. But it's us.
Yeah.
Deep down, we know who we are. I mean, we're not going anywhere. You know, Jared. I still think Jared's a fucking cool guy, man. But there is reality. I didn't think about it until 6 months ago when Dino asked me. I was like, he asked me like, you know, what do you mean by Jared Dines? I think he's a fucking cool guy, man. And then, well, what happened? And then I replayed it with a whole new perspective of what happened, and like retrospect. And I was like, oh shit, wow, we lost a lot. But dude, shout out Jared Dines. I think he's fucking sick. And honestly, he should do it again. Fuck it. Who cares?
Whoa.
Who cares? Dude, I mean, again, I'm very obsessive, which why Max, I asked you about having a vision for the band. It's like, cause your vision is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And that first brick you lay, dude,
yeah.
It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, even though shit will fall apart, we're still here because that first brick, it's unbreakable. When you have your vision and you lay it down right there and you don't fucking touch it, there is no failing.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool. And so I respect people that have that are really, this is it and it has to be this way. And then the music comes and then the band comes and then you're playing shows. And I really highly respect that, because having that first break of being authentic, dude, it's fucking important.
I feel like people probably get annoyed with how like specific I am with stuff like that, but
right?
They'll probably hate me a little bit, but
no,
I think the result is worth it.
It is. So. There's times when like he would send me a song and I would send him back like the lyrics to it, and he'd be like, "All right, I really like this and this, but like, could you do something different for this?" And then I'll send him back something else, and he's like, "I don't know, I kind of like when you did this in the original one, but do this." And then we end up like mixing a bunch of stuff together, and he's like, "Yeah, that's what I was looking for." And I was like, "I don't know what's going on anymore." But he likes it.
Well, we started doing that with some stuff recently, and I sent you an idea, and then you're like, tried different time signature and then all that. And
yeah,
you try building it like this. I'm like,
that's just how it's going.
We left for tour.
Yeah. When we were doing the cover for like the Generation of Danger, I sent him like 8 different drafts. I'd be like, "What about this?" And he'd be like, "All right, I like this. Try this." And then like 8 drafts later, "That's sick." He knows what he wants.
I sent Justin like a really shitty like sketch of like what it was like on a napkin.
The merch table.
Yeah, it was something I was just like, I don't really know. I was just like, this would be cool. This is what I see. I was just, but he's like an amazing artist, so he's able to like actually, good. Dude, the album cover is like sick. It's like one of the best covers.
You did that?
Yeah, he drew it all.
I draw.
He did the whole thing.
Oh, shit.
Justin sits in the back of the van and draws these like incredible like anatomical drawings. You look back and he's just like casually sketching this like insane.
Well, Thomas is driving. I'm just like.
But they're like.
I love that cover, dude. It came out so good.
I could do it better now for sure.
You always say that. Your brain's always like, I always do it better. What the fuck? But that's fine. It was fucking sick, dude. Don't worry about it.
But that's what he was saying. He like had this napkin. He's like, all right, like some crazy shit here, and then like some kind of weird tentacle thing here, and then
I don't know. Like, I just like when I work on stuff, I can like see it in my brain before I even work on it. If that makes sense.
Sure.
It's like weird. I'm not trying to like speak like highly of myself or anything. I'm just like that's just how my brain is. Like Mm-hmm. I can, like, before I even, like, write anything, I kind of just have the shit in my head.
What
the
fuck
is this? Somebody
destroyed the Hello Kitty kit.
Is this your vision?
Yeah, this is what I'm doing.
That's Tala in a nutshell.
Yes.
Destroy the Hello Kitty
kit. Dude, that was fun. I think I was playing Red Light or something.
That's
cool. I remember you play a Slipknot song, you played Red Light.
Dude, I played a lot of shit.
I think you played a System song.
That's sick.
Dude, that was a long time ago.
Right.
It was like 2018 or something.
I think it was 2019.
Was it?
Yeah. I like how the kit's mic'd up with the singles.
Yeah. It was 2019. I remember we went on that cruise, and then I lost my glasses on the beach.
Oh, you lost your glasses? That's fucked.
Yeah. I had to drive back to Massachusetts, and I, like, can't see without them. Oh, so I'm, like, driving, like...
You're driving?
Because I live in Mass, and I was in Pennsylvania.
Oh, no.
That was really bad.
That's fucked up, dude.
It was scary. Like, I would, like, see things in the road. I'm like, oh, and I'm like, oh, it was a shadow. I thought it was, like, a cat.
Oh, my God.
That's one thing God has blessed me with. I have perfect vision.
Fucking ancient.
Wait a second. I didn't even know you yet there, dude.
Oh, my God. He's a baby.
That's crazy. It was me and my dad playing Rush, I think.
How old were you here?
I mean, I definitely was probably, like, somewhere,
no, not even.
You were probably like 13.
When that video got posted?
10 years ago. Oh, age 14.
10 years ago.
14.
That's
you're
crazy.
14 playing Rush.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to play Prog ever again.
No. Yeah. I was like, I'm good on this shit, man.
Oh my goodness.
We did a cover of that back in the day.
Is that before Next and Under? That is.
No, that is. That's during.
Okay,
that's before Derek.
Yeah, that's before me. I joined later.
We did a cover of that. It was fun. I mean, it's a cool song, but...
Look how proud your dad
is. I don't
want
to do that.
I know.
It's just like, that's my son.
That's sick.
Playing the drums.
Hey, Justin, something that I respect about you is how much praise you give Disturbed and David Draymond. David is a singer that normally talks about, but he's a fucking goat.
He's so good. And he's got to be like, what, like 50-something years old now. He still sounds so good. Mm-hmm. I got into Disturbed... when I was like, I want to say 17, 16, but the first time I heard them, I was like 13. My friend, I was listening to Weird Al, and Weird Al has that song.
Weird Al, let's go.
Yes. I think it's like heavy. The angry white boy polka.
Oh
my and it
goodness.
Has that part of Down with the Sickness in it. So I was singing it, and one of my friends, Anthony, he was like, oh, yo, you like Disturbed? And I was like, sure. So he gives me that album, and I'm listening to it, and I was like, I can't, this is scary. And I like gave it back. So then years later, I was like, Disturbed!
Don't you sound check with one of their songs?
Yeah, I did last night. I sound checked with Guarded.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah. That's my favorite Disturbed song. It's so good.
I've always wondered what that song was.
I want to cover it. Yeah. I just haven't yet. I was supposed to cover it with this little kid who was like a drummer, and his dad reached out to me and was like, here's a list of songs. And I was like, I know this one. And I sent him like my vocal take, and they just never did anything with it.
Oh.
I'm like, did
is
he like
that
die?
Avery kid?
Yeah, the little drummer kid. And I was like, why didn't you ever upload it, dude? But I lost his email.
I lost his email. You're fucked.
Dude, having this
screen I have a really
here,
bad hobby of, like, just deleting things. And then Max will be like, hey, do you still have this? And I'm like, God. I literally deleted that last night.
That's brutal.
Max and I save everything. And, like,
I can't.
I delete something the
Justin
second
be
I'm
like,
done with it.
Yeah, I'll be like, where's the GoPro footage from last week? And be like, oh.
Yeah, he'll delete it literally, like, that night.
Yeah.
Like... I was like talking to him about we were doing this like one editing this one video. I was like, all right, let me get this thing for you to like add to the video. And then like it was like a week later, I just like hit him up and he's just like, oh, I deleted all that. It's all gone. I'm like, why? Why'd you do that?
No, dude? Like literally, like Thomas said, like the next day, like on Left to Suffer, I asked you for some footage. You're like, oh yeah, that's gone, man. You're like, I can give you the edited together footage. I'm like, I don't want that one. I want the single angle.
That's like my vice or whatever you call it. Like I can't help it. I'm like, all right, export the video, done, delete.
Do you still have the album art or is that gone?
It's gone.
That's
I'm gonna back that shit up, dude.
I have the final product and then it's done.
That's fucked up.
That's a problem.
That's fucked up.
It's really
that's
bad. Dude. Just put it on like a hard drive or something.
Like, that's what I do. All the old stuff that I have, like for like solo stuff or whatever, I'll have the working file, but I just keep adding things onto it. So the original's gone. And I'm like, well, this is like, I saved this, but it's not the thing it started with anymore.
That was a pretty cool looking video, guys.
Hey.
Did you delete it? Is this gone too? Did you fucking trash this one too?
He had the footage.
Oh, there we go.
I'm pretty sure I have
a backup of this.
Yeah, we're good.
Everything is. I have things from like 2017 when I was forming the band. We were like doing shit. Like I still have all that stuff. So
keep it.
I made the YouTube channel for Tala, and then like we had a few things on it. Like before we were like more popular. Like I vlogged our whole first tour. Deleted it, and I was like, I can see the trend. And then I made Max. I was like, you're gonna be the owner of the YouTube channel. I'm just gonna delete things.
Dude, I still wish we had that because Justin made the vlog, and I remember telling him, I was just like, dude, like, let's wait to make this public. I was like, just make it private for now. Because it was just like, it was just us playing to nobody. Like, it was like a whole vlog. Like, guys, we're on tour. And then it was just every night, I'd be like, there's no one in the bar, man. It was just us, man. I was like, maybe let's wait to make this public if we're trying to find, like, people to, like, work with us. And then so I was just like, just make it private. And then, like, Justin's just like, all right, he just deletes the whole thing.
I took it the wrong way. I was like, he doesn't like it. All right,
that doesn't even take up, damn like, it. Can't you upload it and unlist it?
Well, that's
like,
what that I was saying. I asked him to just make it private.
I'm so bad with it. And that was such a cool vlog, too, because I didn't have a laptop at the time. So I had this, like, I think it was a Canon T3i, and the card kept getting full. So I was editing it on the card to, like, make room for more footage the whole time. And I was like, this came out sick. And then he said to unlist it, and I was like, he doesn't like it, delete it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I was just like, we were trying to find managers and agents and stuff, and I'm just like, dude, this is literally just showing like, hey, we literally don't like know what the fuck we're doing. It's just the whole like video of that.
So
it would have been great to watch back now though.
It would be awesome. There was some incriminating stuff on it. One of our old guitarists like took a shit outside and got cops called on him.
Hell yeah.
He's just like in a cowboy hat, and I'm just filming him taking a shit in the grass.
There's
the
some
highway.
Oh, no. Crazy shit on that vlog. Yeah,
I wish that was saved.
There's
dude.
Some shit. Come on. The Large Marge shit's on there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I guess we can tell that story. So our old guitarist, AJ, him and I got, like, super drunk at this Chicago show because no one was there.
Sick.
And we were just, like, it was, like, Malort or something like that. Oh. They're like, you got to do the Malort shot. And I drank one. I was like, it tastes like gasoline. And then I was like, but it wasn't that bad. And AJ's like, you want to do another? I'm like, sure.
No.
So I do another. No. I'm like, it's not that bad. The bartender's like, you want to do another? It's on me. I ended up doing, like, 4 or 5 shots of those. I got so drunk so fast. And then our driver Dom stops at a gas station. Me and AJ, we both get ass naked, jump out the window, and run into a rest stop. And we're just both naked. And we're just going, ah! And I had on this wig, and he has on, like, a Joey Jordison mask. And there's just, like, one lady at the cash register and this one janitor, dude.
That poor lady.
Yeah, yeah.
And AJ just goes, be sure to tell him Large Marge sent you. And I just go, and then we just run out.
AJ's going to fucking kill us right now for saying this.
Don't say his last name.
That everyone fucking knows, man.
It was so, the Wikipedia.
It was so funny, right though. And then Dom gets in, and we're just like, go, go, go. And you just hear Derek going, no, what just happened? No.
I was like, yo, Dom, we got to go. We got to just get in. We got to go.
That was maybe one of the funniest things ever. But then it was horrible because I was sober, and, like, Justin was just still ass naked trying to climb out of the window on the highway while we're driving.
I was, like, holding it in. Like, 80 down the highway, and I'm, like, hanging out the window.
Yeah, AJ was tossing, like he's almost very, threw my phone out. I'm like, bro.
That was AJ. AJ's throwing peanut butter out the window. Like, he's throwing, like, fruit, and then he, like, grabs Derek's phone.
I'm like,
and Derek's
like, no. I was, like, charger and everything. I'm like, yo,
I was holding Justin's legs while he's, like, literally dangling out of the RV on the highway. It was fucked up.
Yeah, our driver's got his GoPro, and he's just driving, and they're trying to film it like this.
I mean, he's probably still got footage of that.
Don't drink Malort.
That's the moral of the story. Malort's bad.
Hey, Chris, type in what's in that shot.
Malort.
What is in
Malort?
Just the sound of it's like, yeah,
it's supposed to be like some Chicago classic.
Well, Malort's by itself.
Yeah, it's like a liquor by itself.
Yeah.
It did. Malort? It fucked Justin up.
It is.
That was the worst I've seen.
Disgusting.
That's why I don't drink. Like, whenever I get that drunk, I just get naked.
Or you climb a ceiling of a venue.
No, I was sober when that happened.
Oh, really?
I remember I got in so much trouble, and the lawyer was like, if you were drunk that night, this would have been so much easier to get you out of it.
So what happened?
So that was like a hodgepodge, and I won't even make myself seem like the good guy, okay? So I was like, back in 2018, 2019, like that was my thing. I'd come in the venues, I'd look around and be like, oh, I can climb on that, I can climb on that. Yep. It was just my thing. So I was like, okay, that's like an I-beam, it's stable, it's fine. So we're playing, I think it was Placenta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I'm like hanging from the I-beam. This guy starts pulling me down, and he had security on the back of his shirt, so I didn't know who he was. I just thought he was some guy grabbing at
me. Oh, yeah.
So I'm, like, looking it's at tough. Him, and then I'm like, all right, I have to come down, but I'm still trying to sing the song, so I'm coming down really slow, and then he just, like, rips my pants, and I was like, is this guy trying to, like, take off my pants? So I kicked him in the face. Then he really pulled me down, and he's, like, grabbing me. I get out, like, Max, like, threw a drumstick or something, yeah. and I grabbed it in midair and, like, backfisted the dude with it. I go onto the stage. He, like, tackles me. I, like, hit the wall and smack back down. He, like, pulls me into the pit. And then, like, everyone stops playing, and I just keep screaming the lyrics anyway. And Max is like, fuck it, and just keeps drumming. Yeah. And we finish the song. And then the actual security, like, shows up with the yellow security shirts. Oh, and I'm like, all right, nice. They're coming to get this guy. Because I thought he was just some dude. Yeah. And they get me, and I'm like, I'm in trouble? I was so confused. And everyone's, like, filming and everything. So I was like, all right, now I just got to, like, turn it up. So I, like, spit in one of the dude's faces. And, I do martial arts. I do 3 different martial arts. Really? So, like, they, like, pin me to the ground outside, and I keep, like, getting out of the lock. And I'm like, you're going to have to do better than that, or I'm going to get up.
Wow.
All 3 of them are, like, on me on the ground. People are still filming. Like, this cop shows up, arrests me, but I wasn't arrested yet. He just like removed me from the situation. I would have been fine, and then I gave him a fake name. I told him my name was Carl's Jr.
What the fuck?
And then they bring me to the station and read me my rights, and I got arrested.
They're like, sir, the fake Carl name Jr. thing was actually your biggest, like, offense.
That's super illegal.
Yeah.
Until then, it would have just been like, just get this guy out of the bar.
Carl Jr.
Yeah, that was...
You couldn't think of anything better?
It was just the first thing that popped into my head. And then Max comes out with my bag, and the guy takes my license, and he's like, it says here your name's Justin Bonnets. And I was like, yeah, that's me. And he's like, why did you say your name was Carl's Jr.? And I was like, that's my stage name.
Oh, my goodness.
It was too late, though. So then I got arrested, and then I'm in a holding cell for like 4 hours, and then they bring me to jail. And they didn't tell anyone that they brought me to the jail. So the band shows up the next day, and they're looking for me. And they were like, oh, we released him. So they thought I was just, like, wandering around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. But I was just in jail for, like, 16 hours.
That
just
was
like
fucking annoying.
There.
Yeah, they told Lancaster.
They said they released him at 3 a.m., but they transferred him to a fucking, like, prison
like,
or some shit.
Like, it was, like, the county jail.
And so, and we're like, where is he? And they're like, he got released. And we're like, he doesn't have his phone or anything. Yeah, we're like, no. How the fuck do we find him?
Very unprofessional.
There's no phones in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So.
I never want to enter that town or whatever again. Like
Lizard Lounge.
No, yeah, they got closed down during COVID. Gone.
That was fucked up though. That guy didn't have a security shirt on, or he had like
it was
a black.
On the, it was
one.
On the back. It was
black.
On the back. You
Everyone
can see
else
in the video.
Had yellow security shirts, so I didn't even think that was guy was security either. Like I just saw some dude like pulling Justin down and like hitting him, and I was like, "What the fuck's going on?"
It was it's so funny.
Like that.
Oh,
no, that was a
this was
one.
A different
that
scenario.
Was a situation. All right, so
this was fun.
There's another time we're in North Carolina.
Oh, this is a true story about your band?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
my
we were
goodness.
In North Carolina. This was on the tour with All That Remains, and it was raining, and they tried to make us put our merch outside. And I was like, are the other bands going outside? And they were like, no, like you guys need to go outside because they oversold the venue. What was it called? Like the Blind Tiger?
The Blind Tiger, yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going outside unless everyone else goes outside. Like that's so fucked up. Like we're the opening band. You're just going to make us go outside in the rain. And so they're like, we'll give you a tarp. So they put a tarp out there. There's holes in the tarp. I was like, our merch is going to get ruined. Like we have like vinyl and shit. So I end up getting into like a screaming match with that guy. And then he lies to the ATR's tour manager. He's like, this guy over here is throwing a fit. And I'm like, you started screaming at me first, motherfucker.
Oh,
I went from like 0 to 100 because he just got super aggressive. He like starts grabbing our merch and I like smacked it out of his hand. I was like, no, you're not taking our shit. We're not going outside. Eventually, this other security guard comes out and like pulls up his shirt to show he has a knife. And I'm like, oh, are we going here? And then the other tour manager guy shows up and he's like, what's going on? And like the dude lies about it. And eventually all the bands went outside. And then when we were on stage, this guy's like, I see him like talking to people and like pointing at me. And then like everyone starts moving around and like martial arts instinct starts coming in. So I take the mic and I'm like, I think these guys are going to jump me. Will the fans escort me to merch?
Oh, shit.
And I had like 20 people bring me to merch. And then like everyone was standing around me all night because I was like, I don't trust this guy. And then like a couple months later, that dude, he shot and killed a teenager at the bar.
At the venue.
And is in jail now. And I was like, oh, that could have been me.
Yeah, it was fucked. Crazy. I mean, that guy was like aggro as all hell.
He was so aggressive. Bad.
Well, like not only that, they were armed security and they weren't licensed to do so.
Yeah, no. They weren't even like with the venue. They were like a hired security team.
Yeah.
It was so
weird. That
whole
story is crazy because like the venue
That's
was
fucking
like.
Fucking unbelievable.
Yeah. It was wild.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Yeah, me and security don't get along.
I could
like it all. Yeah. There's been so many times I'm just like, dude, like, just let me do what I'm gonna do. I'm not hurting anybody.
I
when
keep
you fall
telling
off the
Justin,
stage,
it
helped
you.
Yeah, yeah. When they're good security, great, they're good.
When they're good security, yeah.
What did you think, honestly, when you saw this article come out?
Dude, the first thing I thought of was that, like, that guy could have shot me. I was like, I could have been him because he got so aggressive out of nowhere, and I was like, oh my god, like. I'm one of those people, I'll like match your energy. So when he turned it up to 6, I was like, okay, I'll turn it up to 6. And then he went to 10, and I was like, all right, if you're going to get a screaming match with me, I'm the vocalist Atala, you're not going to win. And so I turned it up to 12, and then that's when the guy came over.
You were like on stage, too. It's like, I got a mic now or something.
Yeah,
like this
I was like, I've got the mic. He said like a bunch of homophobic slurs to me, and like it was bad.
It was fucked.
You were talking bad shit on stage. It was awesome.
I was so angry. Because like one. But that day I was wearing like a crop top and like booty shorts.
So I
saw like
the outfit.
He sized me up and was like, he's like, look at you. Like, you know, and I don't want to repeat what he said, but he said some shit that was like super disrespectful. And then I got turned up even more. And I was like, I'm on the mic now, dude. Uh-oh. And I kept pointing at it. And like, they were like, you're going to incite a riot, blah, blah, blah. Like, you have to do this. And I was like, nothing even happened. Like, there was like a fight that broke down like 3 bands later that had nothing to do with us.
Justin, you literally dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, that's what it's...
Needless to say, now when security talks to me, I'm just like, all right, I'll do whatever you want. Okay. I don't care.
Usually, okay, so we'll go into the training. Usually when people train martial arts, usually it calms them down. It seems for you, it does the opposite.
Yeah. I mean, so when I was a teenager, I had really bad anger issues. So I started doing Bujinkan Ninjutsu. I did that for like 6 years, and that calmed me down to where I am now.
Wow.
And then my cousin totaled my car. I couldn't go anymore, and then I switched to Mudokwon Taekwondo and Junkiekwon Hapkido. So it's like I have all this information, I can do all these things, and usually we're good. Alex saw it at the San Francisco show. Like,
oh,
I'm calm.
Yep.
There was this dude, he kept asking for my credentials. I was like, I don't have them, but she has hers, and I'm literally in the band, she'll vouch for me. And he's
I thought the guy was joking.
He was just smiling. He's like, no, man, I need your credentials.
Well, then you get like Justin, who turns it up quick and like, I'm the second most hothead. So the two of us, I was like, oh, fucking
really
like,
bad.
I wish I saw that.
It was and I was just like, dude, like, she has her credentials. I'm the singer of the band. She'll vouch for me. And he's just like, no, I need yours. And I was like, can you talk to the production manager? Like, he knows who I am. And he's like, yeah, I'll talk to him. And I was like, okay, go. And he's like, oh, I'd have to leave my post. I need your credentials. And I'm just like,
brother,
I will pull up
want?
An image of the fucking like band. I'm the singer of the band. He's just like, can't let you in, dude. And I was just like, my credentials were like in a merch tote, and you know how we pack our van, everything's in the back, it was at the bottom. And I was just like, all right, I'll go get my fucking credentials. Slam my bag on the ground, slam the door, I'm like throwing shit out of the van.
Of course.
Production manager or Thomas or someone shows up, and
Thomas comes up to me,
he's just like, Justin, if this happens again, just call me. Yeah. It's fine. And I'm just like, dude. I went up to the guy after. I apologized to him. I was like, dude, it's nothing personal. It's not you. I'm just upset with the situation. I was like, dude, like,
they were,
just let me into the venue.
We won't talk about that venue, but it was brutal.
Yeah.
The entire show was just everything about it was just like not fun. But
I just have a really short fuse. Well, I'm good until I'm not good, and then I'm so bad.
Well, at least you're getting better.
Even Kim's team had like problems getting through security.
Yeah, Jairus Johnson. Yeah. We were talking about what happened, and then Jairus Johnson's team walks into the green room, and they're like, "What the fuck's up with that guy at the door?"
Yeah,
because Jairus Johnson gave him his credentials, and then like went back out and forgot them in the van. And the guy's like, "Where are your credentials?" And Jairus is like, "I was just here. My face hasn't changed. Holy shit."
Oh my goodness.
It's just, I don't like, I'm good with most security. I don't like it when people take their job too seriously.
Sure.
I'm like, dude, I get it. You love your job, but chill the fuck out. Like, I'm not here to cause trouble. I'm just trying to get into the venue.
It's like that, like, abuse of authority that just drives you mad.
Exactly. Like, the same thing happened with the guy when I got in the fight. I was like, dude, I'm just hanging from an I-beam. Like, leave me alone. The building's not going to come down. It's not a water pipe. And then with the other guy from North Carolina, I was like, dude, I just don't want to stand outside in the rain. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you doing doing this to me? That's what triggers me, is like when people are like control freaks about it and try to get me do something that's just super unfair. And I'm just like, I don't understand this. Now I'm upset.
Yeah. Sure. Sure. What? So I take it you've been in a fight.
I've been in quite a few fights.
Okay. When, how old are you when you had your first fight?
15.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Cool. There was this kid and he just like kept pushing my buttons and then he shoved me and I just like punched him in the stomach and I had no martial arts training at this point. And damn. I just kept hitting him in the head. And then the lady called the police and I used to work at this like, it was like a ranch in Florida. And like the police showed up and then the lady who's supposed to like look after me because we're minors, she's just like, it's fine. It's fine. The police don't need to be involved. And they left and she was just – I got suspended.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was just like, bro, he pushed me. Like, come on.
Wow. Well, Justin, you come a long way.
Yeah. That's cool. I think the worst thing I ever did was in high school. There was this kid, and for some reason, he thought that if you hit two ballpoint hammers together, they would explode. And it's just not true. So I was behind him doing it. I'm like, dude, they're not going to explode. And he was like freaking out, and he got super embarrassed. So like a couple hours later, because I was in like an electrician shop class, he like pokes me on the shoulder. I look around, and he punched me in the face.
Oh, fuck.
And I was just like, I'm not going to do anything. Like, I got to chill out. I don't want to get in trouble. And I just kept thinking about it for like 2 days. So the next day I came in, I had this copper wire. I heated it up, and I wrapped it around his arm. Oh, he got like a second degree burn. They called the cops. I got expelled from the school.
Oh my! I don't even know.
I knew that one.
And then 8 years later, my friend and I, we were just like sitting in a parking lot in like it was like a dealership, and this cop shows up and he's like, I need your IDs because you're not supposed to be here. And we're like, we're not doing anything wrong. He comes up. He goes, Justin, what's up with the assault and battery with a copper wire? And I was like, that's still on my record. I was 16.
Assault with a copper wire.
I like it. You were just
sounds like you're making
for like
a bomb.
2 days.
It does.
Yeah, it's. I'm a little unhinged. Like I'm a pretty good person. I'm super happy. I'm the happiest person I ever met. I just have a really short fuse.
But you had the opposite side as well.
Yeah, like my mom. Super explosive, shortest fuse I ever met. My dad is like one of those people, really long fuse. And then once it happens, he's like flips the table.
Yeah.
And he's like a big dude. And I'm like, all right, so I'm in the middle. Like I have a sort of short fuse. And then once it happens, I'm like, ah!
Your band's fucking sick. That's a sick headline.
This headline, yeah.
That's a sick, tall as fucking
damn, that's
badass.
2019, I was so fucking
mad. Oh my god, look
day.
How old that fucking picture
Wait, was
is.
That the, was that the naked show?
Yeah, oh, that's when you were. Bro. Quote unquote missing when they just
because that's a different one.
Are you talking about LA?
No, not the naked show. Yeah. We got banned from the Viper Room.
The Viper Room, yeah. That's the one.
Thanks to Justin, yeah.
Oh shit. My god.
Are we allowed to talk about that one or will we get
it's
in trouble?
It's in LA, of course.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah,
man.
We got banned from the Viper Room. Right. So we had this show at it was like Johnny Depp's club. And I was wearing like a unicorn onesie with nothing but a thong underneath it.
Okay.
And I had been known for like, I would just take everything off and just run around in my underwear. And I had never gotten in trouble before. So I was like, all right, it's fine. So this show, I started doing the same thing. And I was like, this is Johnny Depp's club. And we're like, there's a guy at the door who kind of looks like Johnny Depp in disguise. So I was like, I'm going to take it off. And then I was just ass naked running around. And then.
It's really funny looking back. I was so pissed.
The band almost broke up over this.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I was like swinging from this like pipe and like beating my chest. Jeez. And it was the last song. And I remember the person who owns the venue was like, why didn't you shut off the sound? It was a new sound guy. And he's like, it was their last song. And our old driver, Dom, he has all the footage and like it's like hidden because
we
don't want to
think it's going
to
be on.
We're going to like, we'll wait like 10 years.
Because we didn't give it to you to delete.
Yeah, give it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Someone else kept it.
But yeah, it was pretty bad. And so Max was so mad at me and I should have got arrested that night too.
It was 21 plus. We're good.
It was 21 plus. That's part of the reason I did it. But like I had like a really bad gimp because at the beginning of that tour, I had done a front flip with like a blindfold on and like came down and like cracked my ankle. So I was like walking with a limp and the lady who like as at the door saw me at the beginning of like doors. So she's like, oh, it couldn't have been this guy. Mm-hmm. So afterward, I come downstairs and she's like, oh, and I'm like, yo, what's going on? She's like, the singer of this last fucking band just got naked. We called the cops. And I was like, oh, that sucks. How do I get out of here? And she's just like, oh, right through that door. And I was like, thanks. And she's like, have a good night. So I'm like limping to the RV. The cops show up. I just go in the RV and I'm like,
oh my.
Yeah.
I definitely should have got arrested that time too.
Fuck. God. Well, I think you're my new favorite band.
That was sober too.
Oh my God.
Pretty much all of this was sober except for the Malort night.
Yeah, okay. Justin doesn't get into too much substance.
Yeah, like I'm not I don't claim edge, but like I really don't drink. I really don't I don't do drugs. I think the Drowning Pool tour I did some shrooms just cuz I like never did them before and that I was, like, I want to try.
The extent. Yeah.
But like I'm just not like into drugs and I just have like a really bad temper.
Fuck.
Like, it has to be – the only time I don't get in trouble is, like, I have to feel it happening, and then I'm like, I got to go. And then I leave, and I just, like, walk around in a circle for 10 minutes, and I'm like, all right, we're fine. We're good. Ergus Faba. But if I, like, if I let it get to that, like, boiling point, I'm like, it's too late. Like, whatever's about to happen, I'm about to spend 10 years in jail. I'm like, I'm okay with this. It's worth it.
Oh, bro.
It's bad. Wow. I know when it's coming, too.
Everyone knows because
he goes nonverbal. Yeah. It's kind of scary.
You can feel it in the air.
Yeah, just doesn't talk. It doesn't. I'm like, hey, Justin, what's up? And he just doesn't look at me. And I'm like, I'm gonna get the fuck out of
like,
here.
Like, just I'm just gonna leave. And then you the give me 10 changes. Minutes, and it's fine.
The energy in the room changes.
Yeah, it's happened on stage a few times. And like, it's like you said earlier, you can't mimic it. Yeah, so it's like we just have these like shows where something happened. I'm pissed, and like I don't say anything on stage. I'm just performing, and then all of a sudden I'm like ripping my shirt off and like clawing open my stomach and like. Look at you can see the scar. I got Derek one time.
Yeah, he just went up and just ripped it up. I'm like, bro,
it's so bad. And then like
he kept it together at that credential show, so I'm proud of him.
Oh yeah, I warned everyone. I was like, I'm not gonna say anything. I'm not gonna say anything.
I was like, bro, just next time call me. I'll talk to production. It's fine.
Right, now having Thomas here is like he's just been like tour managing pretty much for us.
You are very level headed.
He's the right. He's right. The voice. That's the way to say it.
Yeah.
He knows how to handle things really well.
So like, call me. It's gonna be all good. It's fine. The guy's a cunt. We'll just deal with it. It's all good.
You know what, Justin? You are a perfect example of you don't know the person and you don't know what they fucking know. Like if I saw you, like that guy doesn't know shit about fighting or he's been trained.
I did three different martial arts.
You don't know. It's like when you talk to someone, it's just stupid. You just don't fucking know.
You don't know.
It's like,
and
damn.
Like I don't want to like flex, but like I do these martial arts and I'm also really fucking strong. Like I squat, what was it, like 375?
All 400.
Like I'm really strong. So I'm just like
crazy.
But here's the craziest part. I haven't been in a fight since I started doing martial arts. Okay, so now I'm like, I don't know what I'm capable of. No, there was that one time. Remember that time you remember that time at the New York show where that those people kept like crowd killing and like they weren't like respecting it. Like they would crowd kill and you're supposed to put your fist out and you're like, I'm here. And this like person just kept doing it to me and I moved and they followed me that way and and I'm like, okay. Dude. So they came and did it to me and I just like threw them on the fucking ground like a judo throw. These three like 6'5" dudes start swinging on me and I just blacked out.
Dude, that was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
He's got a video of it. Like I wouldn't believe it happened. Like it was like a hardcore band so their set was like 15 minutes long. And like they thought I was moshing. This mini fight happened. I don't remember it at all. And then for like 10 minutes, you see me standing there like this. And anytime someone got near me, I'm just like going like this. And like, it was so fucking crazy.
He was like standing up, but passed out. It was really
it was
weird.
Like I was unconscious, but I was just standing there. And anytime like someone got near me, I would just like grab them or punch them or something.
I thought you were trolling, dude.
It was like, so bad.
And then all of a sudden, I think Melody came over and hugs
Melody
you.
Yeah, Melody came over and hugs me. That's his sister. And she goes, Justin, are you okay? And I just go, and I'm just like, what the fuck happened? All of a sudden, their set's over, and I'm just like, what the fuck's going on?
Dude, you were tweaking after that. That's the only way I knew you weren't joking was when you were like actually like tweaking out about it. You're like, what the fuck just happened?
Like, you blacked out standing up, like in you were like
in
self defensive
ninjutsu position.
Crazy.
It was like an animal.
It was crazy. I've never seen then that they were like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I don't know. My jaw's starting to hurt. My head's starting to hurt. I think I might have got hit." Our old guitarist Eric, his dad was like a doctor, and he like looks at me and like did the thing with the eyes to make sure I didn't have like a concussion. And I was just like, "I don't know what happened."
Oh my goodness.
That's crazy. So that's why now, like, when I feel, like, the anger coming, like, you know, Chevelle's seeing red? I feel it coming, and I'm like, I just need to leave. I need to leave.
Dude, having this screen right here is just, like, it's too distracting for me. Yeah. I can't keep looking.
No,
I
gotta look looking this over.
Well, thank God you're in a band.
Yeah, I mean, God, like I said, I'm the happiest person I know. I just have a really bad temper, but I'm like, okay, but I'm in this band doing this really angry music, so it works.
Let it all out.
On stage, out. It's like, we're not really acting. Like, it's just like, ugh.
Well, I don't really know where to go from here. Any closing thoughts?
I don't know. What else?
We're not last scary. Day? We're not that scary.
Last
we're
day of the tour.
Just don't tell Justin he can't do something and you're good.
Okay.
The second you tell him not to do something, he's going to do it and then probably hit you.
Listen, we got one show left tonight. Let's just, we'll get through it. No one's fighting security.
It'll be good. It's fine.
Check out.
Knock on wood. Knock on wood.
And don't give him any shots.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, no.
No. Just one. Just one.
Malark.
Tonight. Just one.
I
last
mean,
show. Come on.
Unless you want to see show, a bare ass. I don't know, man.
Unless you want to see a bare ass.
Hey, Justin. Justin, you ever heard of Everclear?
Oh fuck.
No. No.
Is that the closing thought? Everclear.
Yeah. Don't give Justin Everclear.
Check out the the latest song.
Oh, what was our last song? Hard Knock was the last
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Hard Knock. Yeah.
Cool.
We got another singles. I don't know when we're dropping it, but
cool.
It's ready.
They're
so.
Ready.
It's ready. Some
okay.
point.
Sick.
Some point, man.
Sick. So we'll be looking out for that.
I can't say a date because we don't have one. So,
but awesome.
Well, at some point, I'm looking at the cameras.
At some point,
it'll be out.
And that's the artwork and the cool video.
Sick. Oh yeah, that's there a little. That's me right there.
Look, he's eating a fly.
Yeah.
Let's go, John.
Yeah. So where can people find you?
Anywhere, you know, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, whatever, we're everywhere, you know.
Tidal.
Sick.
Deezer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deezer. What, did you say Deezer?
Does anyone Tidal? Use that?
I haven't met one person. I haven't met one person.
Dude, I listen to all my music on Deezer.
Someone does.
So
they
so
have
good.
A platform.
I used to use Rhapsody. That got bought out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Rap City.
Well, yeah. Tala, I appreciate your time. Thank you for being here at 9 a.m.
Thank you, man.
Thank
appreciate
you
it. And also, last, thank you for letting me be in your band for an hour and a half. I'm truly honored.
Thank yeah, you. Dude. Thanks
thank
for
you,
having
man.
Us.
Thank you.
Anytime. All right, everyone, that's it. Later.
Bye. Dude, can I hit this button? Oh.